Hi, this is Margaret McMahon with the Parson County Tourism Development Authority, bringing you our weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, tonight, for all of you gardeners, you are in for a real treat if you'll go to the historic garden tour at 830 Terry Road in Hurdle Mills. These private gardens, filled with local as well as exotic flowers and flowering plants, is sponsored by the Parson County Museum of History as part of their monthly seminar program. Now, the social begins at 5:30 p.m. This historic gardens have lovingly been cultivated by Jim Phillips and Rudy Riggs. They're offering tours of it as a fundraiser for the museum. Tickets are $5 for members, $10 for non-members, and you can buy a membership at the site. These gardens are not usually open to the public, so plan to take advantage of this opportunity. Light refreshments are also served. The event goes from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Well, Friday evening's really going to be full. Dance recitals are still being performed at the Kirby, as well as the kickoff for the season of the Rocks and Roll Cruise Inn will get started in Uptown Roxburgh at 6 p.m. There'll be a band in front of the courthouse to add to your dancing pleasure, as well as just walking around and looking at the cars. DreamWorks is the title sponsor this year for the Rocks and Roll Cruise Inn, and they'll have some of their special cars on display. So come on uptown from 6 p.m. to 8:30 for the Rocks and Roll Cruise Inn. At Black Creek Brewery, they'll have the Humble Pig food truck, and inside they will have live music with Matt Huff. On Saturday, May the 18th, the Caswell Council for the Arts will have their first annual Southern Roots Festival at the historic Warren Store in Prospect Hill from noon to 5. Bring a lawn chair to enjoy the music from groups like Greensboro Blues Band, Triangle Bluegrass Band, Barefoot Manor, and local gospel singer Connie Badgett Stedman. Food trucks will be there featuring chicken and waffles as well as fried catfish sandwiches. Red Oak and Burlington Beer Works will have craft beers on tap, and there'll be many vendors selling their artisan creations and antiques. That's May the 18th in Prospect Hill at the historic Warren's Store. Another really fun event on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be the Slam Dunkin' the Nets, which is a fundraiser for NET, NET, which is a tumor research foundation. And this is being sponsored by the Concord United Methodist Church. There'll be vendor marketplace, multiple raffles going on with Duke and state signed memorabilia, free throw contest at 1 p.m., a rock painting activity, bouncy house for the kids, cake auction, and many more other fun things. Now, this is Saturday at Concord United Methodist Church. Also on May the 18th, Wine a Little at Southern Treasures on the Durham Road will have their monthly wine tasting from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Always good nibbles along with wonderful music and great conversation with new and old friends. If you haven't tried this before, come on by. You will be glad you did. On Friday, May the 24th, the free movie at the Kirby will be Mr. Roberts. This is a great Navy military movie, and the American Legion Post 138 will be selling the concessions. So I hope you'll come out for this movie and support our veterans. Those Navy veterans just might find something special going on for them. This is a great family movie that starts at 7 p.m., and this is the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend. So what better way to spend it than watching a good movie? Friday, May the 24th, the free movie at the Kirby, Mr. Roberts. On Saturday, May the 25th, the Parson County Museum of History will be having their annual Memorial Day service honoring veterans who have stepped through the heaven's gates, as well as dedicating bricks that have been placed at the museum in honor or in memory of someone. The service begins at 11 a.m. On Monday, May the 27th, which is the actual Memorial Day, the Parson County Veterans Council will be holding a special service at the Veterans Memorial Park on Morgan Street beginning at 10 a.m. Also add to your planning calendar Saturday, June the 1st, at the Person County Farmers Market, the Roxburgh Garden Club will be selling plants, and they're going to be very reasonably priced. So come find some special items to spruce up your yard and flower gardens. Now, I know some of you have been wondering about the Habitat for Humanity indoor yard sale starting back up. Well, just keep listening and we will let you know. Right now, it appears the reopening will be around the middle of June, about the 14th, but we will definitely keep you updated so you can come to the new location, which is technically just across the street from the old location. Be sure to go to our calendar on our website, www.itsbetterinperson.com, to keep informed of all events happening in Roxburgh and Person County. We appreciate those that send us information that they want us to help get out to the community. So if you have an event you would like to help us promote, please email us the information or call our office and we will try to get it on. And until next Thursday, have a wonderful week in beautiful Person County.